You're listening to SBS News.
Part of, but still apart, the first ever nationwide census of Australia's multicultural youth by the University of Melbourne and community and government organisations shows feelings of boundless opportunity, but at times marginalisation and being overlooked. The researchers surveyed almost 2,000 people aged between 15 and 25, more than 3 in 4 of them born overseas, ranging across almost 100 countries. Another roughly 1 in 5 had at least one parent born overseas, while 5% and their parents were Australian-born. The Centre for Multicultural Youth's Knowledge and Advocacy Manager, Su Lin Quek, says the census reveals the depth of the youth's desire to engage with the broader community.
A lot of the information that we've got is about young people in general, and we try and guesstimate from that level of information what's happening for multicultural young people. I think that motivation of wanting to give back and to contribute and to be part of a broader community, the gift that keeps on giving, as I keep saying, is so rife among young people who are given the opportunity to come into Australia and are wanting then to give back to Australia. And I think that because of that motivation, it really opens up the eyes to what's around and wanting to help out.
4 in 5 say they agree or strongly agree they have a sense of belonging to greater society. Most also express a strong moral or political interest and have participated in signing petitions, buying ethically, and attending protests. The refugee and migrant youths demonstrate a strong sense of their own cultural identities, and more than 4 in 5 have an interest in maintaining it and other cultures. Despite that, and despite just under half of all Australians having at least one parent born overseas, the multicultural young people say diversity and discrimination are the most important issues facing Australia today. RMIT University student William Ton says while issues like migration and asylum seekers feature prominently in the media and politics, refugee and migrant youths sometimes feel left out of the national conversation. He says not hearing from diverse voices can contribute to misconceptions.
In terms of refugee policy, I feel as if it's just the politicians doing what they think the Australian people want, and I don't think they're giving enough information about like the refugee numbers and stuff for actual Australians to actually make an informed decision about what they think and what is really happening.
Originally from Vietnam, the 20-year-old is the son of parents who migrated to Australia in the 1980s. They were determined that he remain connected to his culture, so he attended Vietnamese school from an early age. Mr. Ton says he has no problem showing off his patriotism.
Well, I feel like Australia is an accepting country, a welcoming country, and it's multicultural, so I don't actually have any hesitance towards showing my cultural identity as a Vietnamese person or an Australian person. I just feel accepted either way.
But when it comes to discrimination, worrying figures emerge. Just under half of the respondents say they've personally experienced discrimination in the past year. That number increases significantly for those who've witnessed discrimination or the unfair treatment of someone else. The majority of both groups say the treatment was mostly due to race, followed by religion. Ms. Quek from the Centre for Multicultural Youth says it's an all too common experience.
Whether it's a different skin colour or whether it's attire that they wear that marks them out as being, inverted commas, different, I think they're probably more visible targets of discrimination. So I think there's a whole lot of work that we have to do in helping and supporting local communities and schools in that sense as part of a local community to identify and understand how does racism manifest itself.
One of the producers of the census, University of Melbourne education professor Joanna Wynn, says she's not surprised by the findings. But she expresses hope the data can help change people's attitudes.
So there is a kind of interesting paradox, I think, in that we have what seem to be very capable, very engaged multicultural young people who are really making every effort to be involved and feel engaged with Australian culture and with work as much as they can, but they are being discriminated against at a much higher rate than their non-multicultural peers.
Employment has also proved challenging, with around half of the participants jobless or underemployed, compared with about 30% of youths more widely. Yet the census indicates high levels of confidence in achieving success as a young person from a diverse background, with 87% saying they're optimistic about reaching their goals. Professor Wynne warns that does change over time.
They're very optimistic, they're making real efforts, and they see Australia as being a fantastic country to belong to, and they're proud to be in Australia. But the only thing is that the longer that young people have lived here, the more likely they are for the optimism levels to drop. They become a little more pessimistic. So over time, their confidence and optimism does become, understandably, a little bit eroded.
William Ton says, though, he feels certain his future is bright.
I do feel positive about my future. I think that living in Australia is... I'm one of the lucky ones because there's so much opportunity for me, so many options for me, so many pathways, and I've been able to access education from a young age as well, and that's really important for me and my family. We feel like we've been supported by the community and often the government as well.
Andrea Nierhoff, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.